Thursday evening, the Varloha. Can you send the cotton to be toivel Yekalim? Don't, right? You should have done it before, but you weren't sure if you should have. Anyway, the deal is that, first of all, Tevilos Kalim for Chulin does not need Kavana. So it's not an issue of Kavana. If your Kalim, by mistake, fall into a kosher mikvah, that's a good enough Tevila. So that's the problem with a cotton is not one of Kavana, because you don't need Kavana. The problem is one of Ne'emonus. How do you know he was toivled properly? So even though everybody who's listening to me, their children are extremely precocious and very medactic b'mitzvahs and better than the fathers, but still there's always a legality al pidin that we don't know and we can't be sure that he did it. And so the halacha is that when a tvila, when tvila's kalim is midioraisa, if the kalim are made out of metal, then you can't give it to a cotton to do. And if you did give it to a cotton to do, then you have to be tovelit. I won't say again, right? That would be a trap to say again. Then you have to be tovelit properly, even if he's a very smart, precocious cotton that knows Hilchos Tevila better than you do. But so tell him to teach you Hilchos Tevila. But you can't rely that he was tovel the kalim when the chiyuv is the oraisa. Do not make a bracha if the cotton claims he was tovelit and you're doing it again, quote unquote, because of the halacha that you have to do it, because you can't trust him that he did it properly, but do not make a bracha when you go and be toivel it. When a kli needs tvila midrabbanan, which we assume is the case by aluminum, by glass, pyrex, corel, all these things, all the china, corningware, all these things with toivel it, and midrabbanan at best, maybe even without a bracha, and those things, a cotton is ne'emon, and therefore if you trust your cotton to invest in stocks, then you can trust him to be tovel yekalim, which need tevila midrabbanan. It's not no gas.